back to the introduction. That story goes that Lincoln walked up to that woman, and when he told her that you're free, her reply to him was, well, then if I'm free, I want to be with the one who freed me. If I'm free, then I want to be with the one who freed me. Do you realize that Jesus has paid the price to free you? He has paid the price, and he's asking you, if you realize that I paid the price and you understand, how much do you love me? That's a question we all have to answer for ourselves. How much? Do you see this woman? We sometimes miss the point of God. What a great gift that he gave us. The great sacrifice. And we get caught up in life, and I think that this happens to everybody at one time or another, that you get caught up in life and you miss the point and you don't realize that, you know what, God has no longer become your focal point. He's no longer your priority. And God is trying to tell us, guess what? Make sure you pay attention to this woman. You know what? Make sure you see this woman. Make sure you understand. It goes back to the same question I asked you earlier. Why is this in the Bible? Because God wants us to understand, do you see her? I see her. And sometimes that shames me. Sometimes it shames me because I forget the price that was paid for me. Sometimes it shames me because I forget that God had sent his son to die on the cross, and I go throughout my day not recognizing that, not living like that, not putting my efforts forward to serve God because I realize that the price that was paid was something that I could not afford to pay myself. The two debtors, neither one of them could afford to pay. That was me. And that was you. Do you see her? You may be here this morning, and you realize that your actions and the way that you follow God are not the way that they should be. You have lost focus of the way that it is to serve God and to follow God. And that is something that happens. And let me tell you, if you find yourself in that rut, we want to help and assist you and pray with you and pray for you. That's not something that you allow yourself to get caught up in. Because the question is, do you see her? If you see her and you realize that you are not the same and your actions are more like Simon, get out of that situation today. Don't live like that any longer. Don't be like that any longer. Or you may be one who is here today who has not obeyed Christ. Let me tell you, God was just like in the story when Lincoln was sitting there and he had compassion on that woman and he said, you know what, I'm going to buy her. I'm not going to let anybody else have her. That's what Christ was doing when he died on the cross. He said, I'm going to pay the price so I can have all of you. Because I don't want none of you to die and go to hell. But you have to be willing to accept the blood of Jesus Christ by being obedient. If you believe in God and you understand that and you are reading his word and you know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and by through God's word you realize that you have to live according to the Bible and you are willing to do that, you're willing to repent from the way of doing everything your way and to do what God said, and you are willing to confess before men, to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If you are willing to do that, then the Bible says that you have to have your sins washed away in the watery grave of baptism. And when you have your sins washed away, God will wash your sins away and raise you up as a new creature. And then it's time for you to live. And just like the scripture reading, don't be like those over in Revelation. Do not forget your first love. Do you see her? Do you see yourself? The invitation is yours, and together we stand and sing.